This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
We're up here in space. We're looking down on you.
Crashing through the lies and
disinformation.
Everything
it's
you
Alex
do.
Jones. I know it's sinful. I'm a sinner. Judas Priest is awesome in concert. When they play the originals. Not so much when they play the new stuff. It's not bad, it's just not this. I'm elemental. My sight is clean. I am perpetual. I keep the country free. All right, let's go to your phone calls. I got so upset last night and this morning. Like I told you, I used to sleep like a dead pharaoh. And I woke up at like 2:30 in the morning, couldn't go back to sleep, and was just wound up, tight as a you-know-what. Because it's clear. Our worst analysis is true. We really have a giant horde of America haters that are financed, that are trying to take us down. And not that the country's perfect, but let me tell you, it's great compared to what they're trying to set up. I used to, like I told you 1,000 times, I'll talk about it later, but I used to get so sick about how great America was and how great Texas was when I was a kid. And my, you know, my mom's dad, especially, but my other grandfather would talk about Texas or America or hear the Star Spangled Banner, get a little tear in their eye. And it was because they realized how tenuous it was and how easy it could be to collapse. They've been all over the world. And now I know about all the same stuff and I get tears in my eyes because, man, I tell you, man, they got some evil plan for us, boy. You've already seen it. And you get upset when the football team you like loses, you know, but this is 1,000 times worse. And it's so stupid for the people that are on board with the evil because this is going to destroy their future, too. Why the hell would anybody want to be a part of something like the New World Order? It's pure evil. It's pure death. And we've got to come together, and we've got to stop it. That's InfoWars' mission, a pro-human future. And we're going to deliver on it thanks to your support and your help. So keep spreading the word. That is so key. All right, let's go ahead and let's go to Kevin. We'll go to Laura and everybody else. Kevin in New Hampshire, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. I just want to call in regarding the Antifa attacks and actually have a news tip for you guys that I was telling your operator. Over the weekend, not only was there the attacks in Portland, but came to find that the three organizers of the Straight Pride Parade, which is going to happen in Boston, were doxxed and sent suspicious letters, and it sounds like they were bomb threats since the FBI had to call in bomb squads.
You know, I saw that and meant to cover it. What was the headline? Straight Pride Parade sent threatening letters?
That's right. Suspicious envelopes. I think the three cities were Salisbury, Malden, and Woburn, right along the state line of New Hampshire. I know it's a completely different state. That's a little close to home.
And let's think about this. Owens had them pull guns on him. I know a lot of folks have been attacked and hit. We had them throw rotting urine and feces on us when I went down to an event demonizing me. That the city was sponsoring. My name was, it was the propaganda of Donald Trump and Alex Jones. And I went and they missed me partially and hit Owen with a balloon full of the most stinking stuff I've ever smelled. And this is a terror group threatening everyone, doxing everyone, and doing this. And so for every report I know about, I always learn about 20 more later. Yeah, there it is, Boston 7, suspicious envelope sent to organizers of Straight Pride Parade. So the left has gone into full terror mode.
Right, and I actually know of one of those guys. I was an acquaintance with his. Used to sell a lot of 3% merch. Not a fascist bone in the guy's body. Army veteran, salt of the earth.
So, yeah, well, I mean, let's be clear. Gay Pride has become anti-straight and pro-pedophilic, and a lot of homosexuals admit that. So people have a right to have a straight pride parade, and so the establishment doesn't like it. They want to threaten you.
Exactly, but you know what? I checked the federal statutes, and New Hampshire is a constitutional carry state, thank God, I already do. And I know that in spite of Massachusetts being as blue dog as they come, there are a lot of veterans and gun owners in that state. They do it all lawfully, and I said,
hold on, stay there. Don't hang up, Kevin. I want you to recap this, and let's grab one of those newscasts. I meant to cover that days ago. Folks, we always say, hey, we're not extremists. Hey, everybody gets that. We know that. And I know that places like Austin has election fraud. But we're not really a blue city. Same thing with Massachusetts.
I want to be very, very clear with everybody about all of this. We're going into the season of war, and they have been inches from shutting down the final bank accounts we have due to their criminal activity and their digital fraud. And we need to know that we've got capital to go 6 months a year. We need it in here. We need to be provisioned. And you've got my total commitment that I am going to rampage forward against the enemy fearlessly. I'm loving every minute of this because I know I'm getting under their skin. I'm bloodying them up politically. I'm banging heads with them, and they can't help but attack back with lies. And that just brings more people here. So I'm in one hell of a fight, so are you, and I need war bonds, I need gas, I need ammo politically now. But literally, if you flood us with money, and if you flood us with product purchases, and if you flood us with your word of mouth, you're unstoppable, we're unstoppable together. I want to send a strong message to the enemy. I want to raise $2 million right now to let the enemy know that their attacks are failing and that you will stand with us, and I will never back down. You have my commitment. This only gives me more energy and more understanding of what we're facing and that we were right about this.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Whether you're in the FBI or whether you're in the state police, whether you're a police officer, the left has brought Antifa communist operatives into your ranks. They're being placed by other operatives in key database and personnel areas. You know, communists are going to actually respond to calls and domestic disputes and car wrecks and changing tires and riding around in the heat and motorcycles. They're going to leave that to the veterans. But they are in personnel, just like Reality Winner. Remember her? ISIS supporting. Anti-white. Anti-American. Kaepernick gets Nike to pull a popular shoe that has the 1776 flag on it. Ninth Circuit rules the Second Amendment should be repealed. Ninth Circuit rules that you can't wear an American flag in public schools. This is all the crazy stuff that's going on, all the crazy things that are happening. And you add to that report, 35,000. Notice it was 5,000 first. Now it's 35,000 more Africans on the way to the U.S. via South America. Another report. He lied. Portland police released statement claimed Mayor Wheeler gave police stand-down order during violent protest where acid attacks hit more than 20 and more than 5 people were hit with steel bars. It's not 2 now, it's 5 have their heads split open. Meanwhile, a female high school athlete claims coach retaliated against her because her mother complained about transgender policy. That's right, she's a runner. Almost all of the winners from Texas to Connecticut to Illinois to California, I see, are men. They have genitals, male genitals. They have testicles. They have testosterone. And, man, they get out there and they blast past those women. And they're winning the wrestling competitions and the deadlifting competitions. No one wants to get called hateful. Finally, the Minnesota Powerlifting Association for young people said, no, somebody's got to make a stand for biological women and the fact that they're being discriminated against. Famous feminists have come out and gone, whoa, there's only 2 genders. You know, a man wants to say he's a woman, fine, but there's really women and there's men. No, you don't. No, you don't. You're not going to do that. And all these women end up losing their jobs and getting fired. Well, now, she claims she's been retaliated against because she didn't want to be in the showers with a man. Remember, Chris Cuomo said 2 years ago, he said, if your 10 or 11-year-old daughter doesn't want to be in the shower with a transgender man, that doesn't want to see his, he said the P word, she's a sick person and so is your parents. You're like, that doesn't make sense. If my daughter doesn't want to be in the shower with the male coach that says he's a woman with his Jake the Snake, then she's bad. You're like, that doesn't make sense. No, they're overwhelming you. So they can say, we're pulling American flags off shoes. We're saying emergency centers, the people fleeing into the U.S. where they're processed are going to be concentration camps. It's about being over the top, saying the world's going to end in 12 years. All this crap. And then you get the straight pride parade, because we went out and interviewed people at the gay pride parades. They're like, oh, screw straight people. We hate you. You don't get to have one of those events. And then little kids all gyrating around with fat men humping them. LGBTP is the new movement. LGBTP. And now all the articles about how great pedophilia is. So, I was talking to a caller here about the whole situation, and he was bringing up Massachusetts. He's in New Hampshire, and the Boston Straight Pride Parade. What's wrong with being straight and having pride? Oh, the homosexuals are so oppressed. Totally made up. Yes, there's been a practice called rolling people, where college types would say, let's go outside the gay bar and beat up some gay guys and take their wallets. That's gone on. Stuff you see like in Boogie Nights really happened. Okay, well, nobody's saying do that. That doesn't mean then you get to have your way with our kids and attach pedophilia to your sexual preference. And that's what's happened here. And we've hit rock bottom where most girls' sports are now dominated. I said I'd go to your calls. Let's go to them. Kevin, we've got the newscast you mentioned. It's not just the acid attacks in Portland. The acid attacks they say are coming at the 4th of July. American flags being pulled. The left's telling us you will not celebrate America or you'll pay, and you won't celebrate being Christian or being straight. Even though the parade has prostrated itself and said, oh, we'll have Milo Yiannopoulos leading it as the gay guy. We're not against you. We're just saying it's okay to be us. They're like, no, nothing's enough. We're going to attack you. Tell us about it.
Well, I haven't heard much about it myself, but it sounds like complete and total hypocrisy. And again, just this whole fear tactic thing that they're trying. But like I was saying before we had to go to break, as blue as people think Massachusetts is, that's only mostly around that I've seen the major city area. If you go out to the west of Boston, the rest of the countryside of Massachusetts, and it's a little more libertarian, you might find a few actual Trump supporters and their signs out in their yard. I've seen them.
Sure, they just know you get intimidated. They know that you get attacked. And so I'm telling you, there's nobody really wants blue cities except a few mental patients and the people that rule you. They always have election fraud in blue cities. It's been proven. They just admitted to 1.5 million fake voters in California. We were right. Judicial Watch just won the lawsuit.
Right. And in regards to all these attacks by Antifa and all that, Alex, I'm not trying to kiss your ass here, but it's clear because the president is now taking action on big tech after your repeated petitioning. Again, not kissing your ass, but clearly you have his ear. I think you need to start making demands that although New Jersey has recognized Antifa as a terror organization, it needs to be federal. They need to be treated as such.
Well, I agree with you, and it's not bragging. It's like marching around a general's outfit in a war on the front line. It's not fun. So I'm up here with like three stars on. The enemy's all shooting at me. And it's definitely true that Trump listens because of this audience and because he respects the audience. He sees all the shirts at his rallies, the InfoWars shirts, and he listens and his sons listen. And we've had a lot of private conversations. I'll leave it at that. I mean, it's no secret. The president has told me, intensify, press the attack. You're doing a great job. And, you know, he tweets out our stuff, even though his staff freaks out. I mean, basically, General Kelly quit over myself and a few other things. And that's fine. Good riddance. I had the CIA, Defense Department, some of their elements threaten me when that happened, that I need to watch out, involved in their command and control. Well, if your command and control can't get the border fixed, and if your command and control can't do this, then you're not American. Get the hell out of the way. If your command and control can't get Apple and Google to stop selling out the Chi-Coms, get out of the way. And it doesn't mean the whole Pentagon, but there are elements in there put in by the Clintons and the Bushes that do not like Trump being in charge. But guess what? He's the president now. He's actually in command. The problem is they're not following the orders. So it's a real crisis. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Let's play some of that news clip, then we'll go to Laura and Andy and others right after the break. Here's part of Local 7 news channel with the threats going out. If you dare to have that straight pride parade.
You feel a lot of pride being in front of Stonewall and knowing how much change has happened, but then you also realize that today still in much of this country you can get married to a person of the same sex on Monday and then go to work on Tuesday and be fired because now they know you're gay and that's perfectly legal.
Well, you know, this is an important anniversary right now, the 50th anniversary of Stonewall. And as a first trans person to be elected in Colorado and the fourth person to be elected in the country, it's really important to be visible. And that's what this particular march is all about. It's about more about visibility.
We are still fighting, not only for our basic
life. Okay, so let's stop right there. This was downloaded off the page that was about the threats, the threatening letters, the straight pride parade. You've got a bunch of people talking about how they're victims in this video and how it's all terrible what's been done to them. And just all this made-up victimology. It's like there's concentration camps, women are drinking out of toilets, somebody assaulted AOC. It's all lies. And meanwhile, these very people, many of them, want to have conversations with our five-year-olds. You watch the video, these women take their kids to drag queen story time where they put their kids in creepy transvestite slaps. The kids cry and mom goes, no, no, like it. The kids, ah! You idiots are turning your kids against you.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
DrudgeReport.com. Kit Daniels at Infowars.com has written a story about it. Pence is denying it has anything to do with the Russian submarine with 14 sailors that died. 14 sailors died on secretive Russian nuclear submarine. Died in Russian territorial waters as a result of inhaling combustion products aboard a research submarine vehicle designated for study of the seafloor of the bottom of the world ocean. The interest of the Russian Navy after a fire broke out during measurements read a translation of the statement from state-controlled media. The article's up on Infowars.com by Kit Daniels. Report, Putin Pence canceled scheduled events at same time amid Russian submarine fire. Pence was set to go meet with Putin, but that was abruptly canceled. Pence is denying that his recall to the White House has anything to do with it. Who knows what's going on? We will continue to follow and track that as it unfolds. MSM will put a bunch of conspiracy theories out and then say that I did, which I didn't. So we will watch that as it unfolds. What exactly is going on with Mike Pence's abrupt return to the White House? I mean, in the aftermath of his abrupt cancellation of an event in New Hampshire, reasons for Vice President Mike Pence's reversal are still unknown. The White House has stayed mum on why Pence was called back to the White House. And again, I said going to meet with Putin. It was also a U.S. delegation that got canceled. That was separate. Okay, well, as I get time to research that and cover it properly, I'll give you information, as I said, as it unfolds. Oh, boy. Okay, let's go ahead and take a call from Laura in Alabama. Laura, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I wanted to let you know, first of all, that I do pray for you in InfoWars and the President every single day. And I've now decided to increase my support for you guys and order even more each month. My favorite products are the silver wound gel. Use it on everything. Cuts, scrapes, burns, you name it. The super blue toothpaste, love it. And my most favorite is Turbo Force. Just great energy with no crash. And I do have it on auto ship, so I don't forget. I think that's important for everybody. And everyone who wants to see this InfoWar actually happen, have to put their money where their mouth is. So I ask everyone right now to go online and order some products. It's important.
Well, thank you for your kind words, because take that wound gel. We're the only other company in the U.S. that has licensed it from the Colorado company. It's very famous, that has FDA approval. It's used in hospitals. It's sold in pharmacies. And then we private label it as silver wound gel, which is a pre-gel, tiny bit, covers your hands, everything, and then disinfects all day long, or put it on once you have a cut or something. Now, it's so super strong, you can't take it internally, or it's poisonous. But yes, it is the strongest FDA over-the-counter silver there is. So that is one of our best sellers. People absolutely love it. Thank you.
And I can tell you this. My neighbor burned his finger a little bit. We're building a fire outside, and I ran inside and got it and put it on his finger, and he said to me, is this supposed to work instantly and like this? And I said, yep, sure does. So it's fantastic stuff. I highly recommend it. And I wanted to talk about AOC and the Democrats at the border. And to basically, my thinking is they're like a wild animal caught in a snare. Or they're like, you're metaphysically have your hands around their throat and they're really starting to feel the squeeze. And then they just act wilder and wilder and say crazier and crazier things because they're struggling. They know that we can see them clearly and know, you know, the demonic influences that they have over them and that we are not going to buy what they're selling anymore. And they count, AOC especially, counts on the press to cover for her. And she's counting on these new illegal immigrants to support her and the Democrats. And they're just pushing and pushing and pushing, but they're getting crazier because they know that they're found out. That's what I think. And I also believe that it's we've seen nothing but what's coming a year from now.
I agree with you. Why do you think Nike, obviously is a PR stunt, hired Kaepernick with all his anti-America stuff? Okay, that's their issue. They ship out these shoes that have the original colonial flag created by Mrs. Washington on them. And then they go, oh, you're right, Kaepernick complained. Always empowering the tattling, empowering the SJW, empowering the righteous, you know, indignation outrage mobs. So that, oh, we're pulling it, you don't like the flag, to get other people now to start complaining about the flag. I mean, this is just crazy.
Either that, or it's possible, since they are crazy, you can never know what's going to set them off. And so they're just reactionary. What? Oh, that set you off? Okay, we'll pull it. It could be either or, because honestly, they operate on a level of crazy that you can't predict.
Well, I agree with you, and Nike is now selling the shoes. First, he said they were pulled for $2,500 a piece. So they're all about creating prestige in a shoe. So they're getting on the anti-American bandwagon, but then making money out of it while they do it.
Well, I can assure you that I'll never buy another product, Nike product again. So I guess they better sell those shoes for that much.
Well, it's the perfect SJW that'll go get two or three worthless college degrees. Not all degrees are worthless, but they get the worthless ones. They all want the $300, $400 shoes. And so it's perfect that they'll probably buy these themselves now, because whatever's the most prestigious as a symbol of status they'll get, it's just crazy. What do you think about the whole situation with AOC saying she basically got sexually assaulted, and even the media wouldn't fully quote her trying to protect her? I mean, she's becoming crazier and crazier, saying women are drinking out of toilets and she's not going to put up with it. Meanwhile, the company that brought her down there is actually financing and controlling the land and making money with Obama, who set this up, off of land that these centers are on. Southwest Key CEO has financial stake in property leased by migrant shelter operator. So they're making money off of telling folks to get here who they know are going to get locked up while we figure out who they are.
Yes, and AOC is just honestly, you know, a beer short of a six-pack. She's not the smartest thing, and she's being manipulated, number one. And number two, she thinks that the press will always cover for her. They'll either ignore something that's completely ludicrous like this and try to pretend that her crazy isn't at 12, or they'll just excuse it away. But she counts on the cover.
Well, ma'am, I said I was going to do it this Saturday, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to come in here noon to 2 p.m. This coming Saturday. And I'm going to do a two-hour show with some of our best callers. And then in a few weeks, we're going to turn it over to the callers to actually host their own two-hour-a-week podcast. So please give me your name and number, and we're going to finally do it. I've been up for a decade. We're going to finally launch a show with callers every week. And if it becomes popular, like I think it will, we may launch one, the first show hosted by callers every day. So let's get her name and number, Laura's info, see if she can join us this upcoming Saturday for the first kickoff of the show. I haven't even named yet, but I'm going to get it done. All right. Thank you, Laura, for holding. Amazing caller. Andy, Jesse, Brian, George, Brian, Josh, Tim, Charles, Kevin, we're coming to you straight ahead. Bam, bam, bam. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight, but we need financial support, and we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off all InfoWars best-selling life products. All of them, 50% off. That's Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Brain Force Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for AutoShip and an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. Again, cancel AutoShip anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Your calls. I want to encourage everyone to take advantage of the huge July 4th specials. We're running right through into next weekend, but then they've got to stop. Store-wide free shipping, 50% off all the award-winning supplements, and double Patriot points. That means on your next order, 10% off, not 5% off on the dollar. You'll sign up for auto shipping, additional 10% off. Some of these products are loss leaders at those prices. And a lot of these products, like X2, learn about why it's so special, how it's the good halogen, how it's the missing link in the body. Find out about X2 at InfoWarsLife.com. It's about to sell out. BrainForce Plus, Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, 4-5 of colloidal silver and iodine, Turbo Force, the great clean 10-hour energy with all the vitamins, the minerals, and other key compounds. Wait till you try it. Real Red Pill Plus, Alpha Power, Super Male Vitality, the Lung Cleanse, the Ultimate Turmeric Formula Bodies. Most of those are close to selling out. Some won't be back in for months. Many won't be back in for weeks. But regardless, fish oil for adults, for children, the very best out there. All of these are great products. Books, films, T-shirts, water filtration, air filtration. That's what funds the InfoWar and the big sales running right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, I want to thank the listeners for your support. Without your support, I keep explaining, we wouldn't be here. It's really unprecedented that the establishment has tried and failed to silence us and take us out. Okay, who's been holding the longest here? We're going to try to go boom, boom, boom. Let's go to Andy in Indiana. Let's talk about Antifa and all their terror attacks and more. Thank you, Andy, for calling.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex. I called today to talk about the frustration that I've got that, like, every few weeks you turn on the TV and you see a prayer group getting attacked or some other patriot organization, and you see almost zero response by local government, but also federal government as well. And I wanted to get your take on what we can do as patriots to get the federal government to wake up and start protecting U.S. citizens that are also Donald Trump supporters out of these events.
Well, you notice the left always calls conservatives or Christians or nationalists bullies and say they're victims, but then they're actually the bullies. So the police and government are scared of corporate media. They're scared of the big banks that finance it. And so until there's some courage, we've seen that from Trump and from our listeners, but other than that, you know, Drudge has helped. Until we see that, they're going to still be able to intimidate people. And you've got the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN. They're all defending Antifa as heroes. They're saying, hey, right wing is racist. You need a radiation treatment. We're going to come hit you in the head and try to kill you. So they just rationalize what all authoritarians do. They dehumanize you before they attack you. And it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. And they keep testing and seeing that no one's doing anything, so it's going to get bad. And then if they force somebody to fight back and kill them, they'll be victims. If they can keep pushing and nobody stands up to them, well, then they're fine with that, too. And so that's really the game plan here. But we must understand their entire world program. We must understand who they are. And we must explain it to others so they get the end game of how this is an overthrow of the country. Then you're going to see some real movement against these groups. But despite the fact that the right wing or the nationalist movement is passive, we still are awake, and that's what they recognize, and that's what they understand, that their power is waning. That's why they're trying to intimidate us. Do you agree with that, Andy? You have points to add?
No, I totally agree with that. You know, every time I see a video where someone gets hit with a nunchuck across the head and they're to a point where they got to get stitches, you know, these groups see this and they say, no one's doing anything about it. And my fear is that every new Antifa group that goes out there is more emboldened. There's more of them that show up to these events because there is, other than three arrests, which I'm sure the charges weren't that much, there's no repercussion for their actions. And Donald Trump does know who Antifa is. He's talked about him. You know, I think it's time that we have more of a national focus in led by him, not just led by Alex Jones.
No, I totally agree with you. And the callers keep saying that. Trump has to act on censorship. Trump has to act on Antifa attacking people. But we, the people, have to put pressure on him. I mean, take Andy Ngo, conservative journalist. He's Asian. He gets hit in the head with an acid attack, burns his eye. He gets hit in the head with concrete. He gets hit in the back with clubs, head bleeding, eye bleeding. But the media chose him because it was the least bad. There are videos and photos of people with 30 stitches, head split open, teeth falling out. Media doesn't talk to them. And so, again, it's always minimized. I'm not saying Tucker Carlson's doing this, but Fox News basically provides them who's going to come on. And it's much worse. It should be headline, not journalist attacked by Antifa. It should be Antifa launches chemical attack in Portland, pledges more acid attacks in D.C. Thank you so much, Andy. Great points. What do I do? What do you do? I mean, and I'm not belittling Dr. No here and what happened to him. I am simply talking about it was far worse. I don't even see Fox, the only station covering it, showing people with clubs hammering heads in. Maybe I'm missing it. CNN's defending it. Huffington Post is defending it. They're trying to get a fight going so they can play victim. That's all this is. Because they know we have a conscience. Okay, Charles. Charles in Georgia, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Hey, listen, everything that's going on at the border, everything going on with Antifa, everything going on with AOC's little propaganda skit this week, it's all tied to the bigger operation. We know that, which is to steal the 2020 election.
Yes.
You know that outright. I know how Trump can solve the problem in 5 minutes.
Tell us.
It's real simple. All he has to do is issue an executive order banning all executive branch employees, including military personnel, from having accounts on Facebook, Twitter, Google, YouTube properties.
Ooh.
And issue guidance on what social media they're allowed to use while they're employed by the executive branch. There's not a single thing crooked judges can do about it because it's an executive branch order to executive branch employees. Now, three things will happen. One, Trump can move over from Twitter over to Parler or something like that, or Gab. I don't work there. I'm not endorsing him. I'm just saying pick another one. And when he goes over there, the whole world will follow him and the military over to those other platforms. The people will start getting the truth because everyone will follow everybody over there. And the real information about what's going on with the border and Antifa will no longer be censored. So everyone will start seeing it. Trump will end up with a net gain of followers, and because he's not being shadow banned anymore, like you talked about with Maria Bartiromo last week. So what do
you know, sir? You're a genius, and I'm going to stop you right there. I have to cut a voiceover for an emergency message to the president that myself and Robert Barnes cut yesterday, and in that I call for the president to announce other social media that he's going to be supporting, like Parler and like Gab and a couple others that Brad Parscale's been talking about, the head of the campaign, but to also go further, just like he banned Huawei from military bases because it's globalist, it's been proven to be tied into foreign governments, it's a national security risk, because Apple and Google and Facebook and all of them have been caught working with China and working with other countries to steal data, they shouldn't be allowed to be used by federal employees or by military personnel. So I'm going to come back from break, so you have the floor, because this was supposed to air this hour. I just have to go approve it. We're going to take the clip of what you say, and at the end say, and by the way, while we were producing this, we had a call saying the exact same thing, and I'm going to put a clip of you at the end, and the president doesn't like to watch stuff longer than 5 minutes for me. This thing's already 10 minutes long, but it doesn't matter. His people will watch it. And so I'm going to tag your message on, Charles, the president, when we come back. Don't hang up. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to recap the interview because I interrupted you. I'm going to say, Charles, you say you've got a way for Trump to stop this all in 5 minutes. And I agree with you. It's a devastating idea. It's beautiful.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product.
within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The final voiceover for it. We're going to release it in the morning. I'm going to play it on tomorrow's show. And so much is happening. I was going to take off July 4th and take the kids fishing again, but I think I'm going to probably work it out with somebody to come in here with a skeleton crew because there's going to be major fireworks with Antifa promising all these terror attacks across the country. But I shot an emergency report to the president that we were going to release today. As I said, we're going to release tomorrow now. But the caller just said exactly something that I said in the piece with Barnes. Because Barnes has said, cut off federal funding to any project with big tech, just like Trump's threatened to do with the universities with executive order. And we go further, he could bar military personnel from using it like he's done Huawei. That would, I mean, and again, judges can't do a damn thing about that. You notice the Supreme Court keeps ruling with the president, but lower courts don't. So it's all fraudulent. So, Charles, I'm going to add to the end of this report now what you said. So I'm going to say it right now, live on air, but we're going to add it to the tape. Here we go. And, Mr. President, when we finished filming this emergency report to you, I was live on air and took a call from this gentleman who laid out the same idea that we had. So I think many minds think alike. I think you really should look at taking action on this front. Charles, I held you over. Please repeat from Georgia to the president in D.C. what you were saying.
Well, we all know what the bigger operation is with the border, with Antifa, with the whole thing. It's to steal the 2020 election. It's my opinion. I don't think the executive branch in the White House or the military have any business being on platforms that are censoring, shadow banning, and outright banning half the country. Our troops fight and die for those rights. So I suggested that the president should just simply issue an executive order banning all executive branch employees, military personnel, and contractors working with the executive branch from having accounts on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Google properties while they're employed for the executive branch, and issue guidance on what social media platforms are acceptable. I think a year from now, in the heat of the election, Twitter will no longer have any power, if they exist at all. When the president and the entire military personnel and all their friends follow them over to the other platforms, that will allow all the information to get out to the American people, because all of Trump's followers, including himself, nobody will be shadow banned anymore. So the real information will get out to the people on those other platforms. So it'll be a devastating blow. No more censorship, no more shadow banning. And on the internet, traffic is power. And Twitter, if they still exist a year from now, will have none. And Facebook and Google and YouTube will be reeling, because the whole world will follow him, the military, over those other platforms. And that will be the end of the censorship. If he really wants to hit him with a 1-2 punch, if he's real smart, he'll pull all of Silicon Valley's H-1B visas, so we no longer have millions of imports over there doing the evil bidding of these people, because they have no concept of the Constitution. That would be the end of it right there.
Charles, I'm very impressed with your call, because you just laid out everything we basically thought to tell the president and did. We said, look at taking away those skilled visas from big tech if they're using people from authoritarian countries like China who follow orders. We said, strip away federal funding to these platforms, contracts, or advertising. We also said don't let military personnel, because these companies are worse than Huawei, use it. I didn't think all federal employees, as he could do with an executive order. Expanding on that, wow, you just laid it all out, and there it is. And imagine the imagery that you can't visit these sites because they're not letting American citizens visit other sites. These are authoritarians, and we're letting everybody know that these are bad guys. And then also, it'll just bring them to their knees. And there's no antitrust needed, no lawsuits needed, just a simple exercise of constitutional power. That is a beautiful idea.
Well, what will happen is if the whole world moves over to other platforms, they will follow Trump. The whole country will follow him in the military. They will follow him over to the other platforms. They'll have to, because it won't be on Twitter anymore. It'll be on Parler, Gab, or one of the other ones.
And that was the last most important point. I know the president is looking. Brad Parscales is looking. They have a summit coming up in just 9 days in D.C., where they're looking at promoting new platforms, and Trump wants to know which one she should promote as a way to draw people away from Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, all of it. And so that really is another ace in the hole we've got. One thing's for sure, this is going to be an incredible time to be alive. Charles, I'm getting a whole list of callers, I think are the best callers, to start hosting a Saturday show with us when people want to do it. So please stay there, we'll get your name and number, see if you can join us coming up this Saturday for the kickoff of the soon-to-be-named broadcast. We'll start doing every Saturday with the callers. We may move it to another day, but I'm going to get it started. I've had this idea for a long time. Well, that caller was on target, so we'll take some clips out of that, put it on the message of the president, because that's it. That's exactly what we're saying, and that's what needs to be done. This is very exciting. Okay, who's been holding the longest here now? Let's go ahead and take a call from Joe in California, then Kevin. Joe, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. How you doing today?
Good, brother.
Hey, Alex, I wanted to say to you that when history presents itself, that you are one of the most important people that this country's ever had as far as getting the word out, making the truth of what's going on in our country. And I want to thank you for that, because 15 years ago, or maybe 12 years ago, when I started listening to you, I had no idea what was going on. And now people, when I talk to people, they think I'm crazy, and I just tell them, here's the facts. And I'm educating people. My family thought I was crazy for a long time, but now they're really educated on what's going on. But what I really wanted to talk to you about is two things. Your products are incredible. I've been using them for the last 5 years. I'm 49 years old, soon to be 50, and I was out of shape. I was in shape for a long time in my life, but I got out of shape, gained about 40 pounds, and I started taking bone broth and the Super Male Vitality. And I'll tell you one thing. My body looks like it's about 30 years old. I get all the time people ask me, you know, what my age is, and they tell them 49, they call me a liar. The Super Male, the bone broth, the colloidal silver, I give my kids colloidal silver. If they got a cold, within a day or so, they don't have that cold anymore. My blood pressure has went from high to low, and the doctors keep asking me what I'm taking. So I want to commend you on making the best product out there. And I went through a lot of products, and I don't think anything's better than yours.
Well, I appreciate your support. And again, I'll just tell people the truth. I know supplements work if they're high quality. I'm the worst at not taking them. And so I go through cycles where I take them, and then I lose all this weight and get healthy, and then I stop taking them. And I'm like, how do I get myself to take my own supplements? It funds the operation, plus they're good for me, and I just have to put them on a Lazy Susan at the dinner table, and then always somebody moves it for Thanksgiving or something, and my wife doesn't like it, so it doesn't go back up there, and then I stop taking everything. And then as soon as I go back on supplements, like I did 2 weeks ago, things start getting better again. So, yes, these are the very best supplements out there, and they fund the Second American Revolution. So thank you so much, Joe, for those kind words. What do you make of just the open borders, AOC's latest lies? If she doesn't get in trouble for saying women are drinking out of toilets and that she got assaulted by the guards, I mean, what's she going to make up next? That the world's going to end in 12 years? Oh, I guess she already did that.
Alex, I think this whole thing is a bunch of comical. It's like clown world, just like you said. These people are it's amazing that we have some stupid people in this country that believe the crap that these people are throwing out. I've never seen the dumber people in my life. But you know what? The younger millennium people, I'm not saying that they're dumb, but they have no concept of what's going on in this world. They think socialist is great and everything is for free. They don't want to work. I don't know.
Well, it's like they're not human. They could be white. They could be black. They could be Hispanic. And I'm not trying to be mean. Most of the real weirdos are white. The left's always bashing whites. I guess I got to agree. These weird leftists are like demons. And they think they're going to win, and they think they're about to take over. The globalists aren't going to give them money or power if they take over.
No, nobody's going to give them nothing. They're it's a smoke and mirrors thing. But Alex, I want to touch real quick on something. I have a 4-year-old and a 7-year-old in school, and when they were born, we didn't vaccinate them. They are so smart and so outgoing, and we got the exemption from the doctor for my 7-year-old. And then the 4-year-old going into preteen or pre-kindergarten. And when they asked us to bring in the immunization report, we said we had a doctor's pass on that. And we had the school nurse tell my wife, well, we're going to see if we accept it. If we don't, they're going to have to look at another school. And then she started going into saying,
hold on, stay there. Your call is critical. I know the rigmarole. They have a file. They have a playbook on how to con you and violate your civil rights. You should sue them. Okay, I'm going to explain how criminal this is of these public schools. They get money when you're vaccinated.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.